What happens when a trained scientist suddenly perceives reality not through equations, but through ancient mystical vision? Picture sitting by the ocean, watching waves crash against the shore. Now imagine that ordinary scene transforming before your eyes. Molecules vibrating, atoms pulsing with energy, everything participating in an endless cosmic dance of creation and destruction. This wasn't a hallucination, but a physicist's awakening to a truth that mystics discovered thousands of years ago. The universe is not a collection of separate things, but a unified, dynamic whole. This revelation bridges two seemingly opposite worlds, the rigorous mathematics of quantum physics and the intuitive insights of Eastern spirituality. What if our most cutting-edge science and our most ancient wisdom are describing the same reality in different languages? For three centuries, we've viewed the universe as a giant clockwork mechanism, predictable, separate, controllable. Descartes split mind from matter, Newton reduced motion to mathematical laws, and we convinced ourselves that reality consisted of isolated objects bumping into each other like billiard balls. This mechanistic worldview delivered remarkable technological progress, but at a devastating cost. We began seeing ourselves as separate from nature, our minds disconnected from our bodies, everything fragmented into smaller and smaller pieces. This fragmentation isn't just philosophical, it's personal. When you identify solely with your rational mind rather than your whole organism, you create an inner split that mirrors our fractured relationship with the world. We treat nature as a machine to exploit rather than a living system we're part of. Our ecological crisis, social alienation, and spiritual emptiness all stem from this fundamental error in perception. When scientists probed deeper into matter, they discovered something shocking. The universe isn't made of separate objects, but an interconnected web of relationships. Werner Heisenberg confessed it felt like the foundations of physics have started moving. Einstein described the ground being pulled from under him. These weren't metaphors. They were genuine intellectual vertigo as old certainties dissolved. How can exact science align with spiritual traditions claiming their deepest truths cannot be spoken? Throughout history, humans have pursued knowledge along two paths, rational and intuitive. Rational knowledge discriminates, measures, and categorizes, powerful but limited. No matter how refined our concepts become, they can never fully capture reality's infinite complexity. Eastern mysticism aims to free us from confusing mental maps with reality itself. Through meditation and direct observation, mystics seek experiences transcending intellectual thinking. This doesn't mean abandoning reason, it means recognizing its proper place. Both physicists and mystics experience intuitive breakthroughs. Scientists have aha moments during relaxation. Mystics cultivate similar direct insights, but emphasize the experience itself. What's remarkable is the empirical character both share. Mystical experience isn't blind faith. It's based on direct observation, repeatable through disciplined practice. In Taoism, temples were places of observation. A physicist's experimental apparatus parallels the mystic's refined consciousness during deep meditation. Both require years of training, both produce consistent results, both reveal aspects of reality invisible to ordinary perception. Reality resists capture by language, a truth discovered by both modern physicists and ancient mystics. Zen Buddhism embraced this through koans, nonsensical riddles like, "What is the sound of one hand clapping?" designed to bypass logic and trigger direct insight. Physicists encountered identical paradoxes in the atomic realm. Subatomic particles behave as both waves and solid objects, impossible in classical logic, yet experimentally observable. Both disciplines developed the same solution, adopting complementary viewpoints, switching perspectives to grasp reality beyond opposites. Niels Bohr captured this perfectly. In existence's drama, we are simultaneously actors and spectators, unable to stand completely outside what we observe. This aligns with Eastern mysticism's insight that ultimate truth transcends dualistic thinking, what Buddhism calls the world of no thought. When language fails, direct experience becomes the only path. Quantum theories shattered classical physics by revealing subatomic particles exist as probability waves, not solid objects. Electrons behave as probability patterns, explaining wave-particle duality and observation-dependent behavior. This demolished materialism's foundation, matter's concrete reality. Atoms are mostly empty space, yet appear solid because electron probability waves form standing patterns around nuclei. These waves take only specific shapes, explaining discrete energy levels and atomic stability. Quantum theory also destroyed determinism. We can only predict probabilities, not exact positions. Reality consists of interconnected processes constantly shifting, not fixed things. Despite cultural differences, Eastern mystical traditions converge on one insight. Diverse phenomena manifest one ultimate reality: Brahman in Hinduism, Dharmakaya in Buddhism, Tao in Chinese philosophy. This reality transcends yet includes everything. Hinduism teaches Brahman manifests in the human soul as Atman. That art thou. Your deepest nature is identical with the cosmos. Buddhism addresses this psychologically through the Four Noble Truths. Suffering stems from resisting impermanence and clinging. Liberation is possible, and disciplined practice leads to awakening. Relativity theory unified space and time into a four-dimensional continuum, a mathematically precise reality difficult to visualize because our senses evolved in three dimensions. Eastern mystics appear capable of directly experiencing this expanded reality through meditation, transcending everyday consciousness. Einstein showed that all measurements of space and time are relative. At high velocities, observers moving at different speeds will order the same events differently. Hermann Minkowski declared, "Henceforth, space by itself and time by itself are doomed to fade away into mere shadows, and only a kind of union of the two will preserve an independent reality." General relativity reveals that massive bodies curve space-time itself. Near massive objects, time slows down. At a black hole's event horizon, time appears to stop completely. The universe becomes a dynamic four-dimensional landscape where temporal sequence loses absolute meaning. The universe is fundamentally dynamic, constantly transforming through endless cycles of creation and dissolution. This insight forms the foundation of Eastern mysticism, from the Vedic concept of Rita to the Chinese Tao. Modern physics has arrived at the identical conclusion. Einstein's equation E equals mc squared reveals that mass is simply a form of energy, capable of transforming into other energy forms or creating new particles. Quantum field theory reveals particles and empty space aren't distinct. The quantum field itself is fundamental reality, a continuous medium everywhere. Particles are merely temporary energy concentrations within this field. Einstein captured this. We may regard matter as being constituted by the regions of space in which the field is extremely intense. The field is the only reality. This mirrors Eastern mysticism's view of phenomena as transient manifestations of underlying reality. In Eastern philosophy, ultimate reality is formless and empty, not nothingness, but the essence and source of all forms. The quantum vacuum teems with virtual particles, continuously emerging and vanishing, paralleling the mystical void that contains potentiality for all forms, confirming the Heart Sutra: form is emptiness, and emptiness is indeed form. The bootstrap hypothesis proposes that nature cannot be reduced to fundamental entities. The universe must be understood through self-consistency. No basic building blocks, no fundamental entities, no ultimate foundation. This philosophy envisions the universe as a dynamic web of interrelated events, where no property is fundamental. All properties follow from other parts, and their mutual consistency determines the entire structure, incorporating quantum theory's universal interrelationship and relativity's dynamic content. This parallels Eastern worldviews, particularly Taoism. All phenomena belong to the cosmic Tao, whose laws aren't imposed externally, but inherent in its nature. The Avatamsaka school describes the universe as a perfect network of mutual relations, an ornate tower containing innumerable smaller towers, each containing all others in perfect harmony. This mystical vision represents the complete bootstrap situation, where all phenomena harmoniously interrelate without any being more fundamental. Physics and mysticism converge on identical truths through different paths, experiments versus meditation, discovering that external reality equals internal reality, with unity pervading all existence. Modern physics isn't rediscovering ancient wisdom, but revealing complementary human faculties, rational and intuitive. Mystics grasp reality's roots, but not its branches. Scientists understand branches, but not roots. Both are essential. Mystical experience reveals nature's deepest essence. Science navigates practical life. Our society lacks this balance, remaining excessively rational, aggressive, and fragmented. Most scientists haven't internalized their theories' philosophical implications, supporting mechanistic worldviews despite evidence of universal oneness. We've built a world warring with itself, exploiting nature, fragmenting communities, alienating individuals from bodies and spirits. Survival may require adopting Eastern mysticism's intuitive attitudes, experiencing nature's wholeness and living harmoniously within it. We need dynamic interplay between mystical intuition and scientific analysis. This isn't abstract knowledge. It's a call to transform how we live, recognizing we're not separate observers, but dancers within the cosmic dance, each movement affecting the whole, each breath participating in existence's rhythm.